Welcome. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Taipu Orchestra. Side A. Welcome. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Taipu Orchestra. Side A.
All right, hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Taipu Orchestra.
I just said orchestra. I don't know. I thought we were all going at the same time.
That's fine. Taipu Orchestra. I think this is episode 16. I think. And this is actually the fifth episode since we started it back up in 2018. Which, if you're looking back at the 2012 episodes, especially around episode 5 of that, which is on the YouTube channel, you can find it there, you will realize that usually around the fifth episode of things is when I either give up or go a little bit crazy and mad with power to try to change it up and make sure it lasts. Here with us today are Noah.
Hi.
Noah's already talking earlier, so you already knew he was there. Mike.
Hello, I'm Mike, and I'm here.
And our returning guest from last week is Kat.
Hello.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to do a couple of news things with the Taipu Orchestra. We got a new subscriber on the YouTube. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Let me check the Twitter, because I know that we got a lot more followers on that. We went from last week we had 7 followers, and now we have 27 followers. So that's pretty good. And then the
one-week net gain of 20.
And then for...
Are they actual people, or are they bots again?
Most of them are people. What do you mean, again?
I mean, didn't we have, like, 11 at some point, and then it turns out that most of them were bots, and they got deleted by Twitter, and then we were back down to 7?
Yeah. And I did just check the notifications, and we do have a tweet at the Taipu Orchestra that says... If you want to make $300 a day, go to the link on at Surveys Club Bio and sign up at surveybucks.org. They pay $150 for taking the first survey and $20 to $50 for each survey after. Link in surveys.
Wait, are they sponsoring this?
Send me
no,
those
No, they are not. So,
can we get sponsored by Swagbox?
It's an original tweet, and then every single subtweet after that is by the same account, just adding more ats. And we are among the list, several hundred people being added at with this.
Don't at me.
I would advise not doing Surveys Club. And then the Facebook page is at 64, so we got 3 new likes this week.
Sweet.
Fucking heck yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the Taipu Orchestra updates.
Alright, that was it. That was the show, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Cue outro music.
That was a short episode. It's only 3 minutes, man. Come on. We got more shit to do.
Then let's do it.
Kat, you're a returning guest, and last week we talked over you like hella, because there were like 6 people, and now there are only 4. Why don't you remind our listeners who you are?
So, my name is Kat. I am Mike's girlfriend/fiance. And I like cats.
Can I ask you a question?
I guess.
If 2 trains are traveling equal speed but going in opposite directions, and there's a... I don't actually have this question ready.
I know you don't have it ready, but the way you said it, on my end, it sounded like you didn't say trains. It sounded like you said trans.
Oh, Let's not get all topical here, buddy.
Two trans individuals of indeterminate and unnecessary to define gender are walking in equal speeds and going in opposite directions.
They are both worthy of love, and they are both human beings.
On a train track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got a word problem for Kat.
Yeah. Let's see word problems.
It's the trolley problem.
Yeah. I love the trolley problem.
Hey, Kat. You are at a lever that controls the tracks to a train track. And there's a trolley that's just cruising down 90 miles per hour down the train track. And on the track it's currently going on, it's going to roll over 5 people. The track you can change it to by throwing the lever is going to run over 1 person. And it's before the split in the tracks. Do you throw the lever and have it run over the 1 person, or do you let the 5 people die?
It's a moral dilemma, isn't it? Like, on the one hand, if you do nothing, you know, these 5 human beings die. But if you do something, 1 human being will die at your hands.
Well, the thing about this problem is that it's not about the answer. It's about your thought process. And in both instances, you're a monster.
Well, can I give my answer?
You can become...
Or you kill one person. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
You either let 5 people die or you kill 1 person.
I'm not going to answer the question. I hate this question.
Can I answer this question?
Yes.
All right. I let the first set of wheels cross the split, and then I throw the lever to where...
Multidimensional track shifting.
Yeah.
Multi-track drifting. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
My favorite, all in my hands. My favorite version of this thought experiment is the Theseus version, where like you could throw the track now, right? You can throw the lever. The 1 person tied up on the tracks, he's actually tied up like hundreds and hundreds of miles away, and along the way that the train goes, the trolley, along the way, it takes stops and one by one, every single piece on the trolley is replaced. In which case, are you still a murderer? Is it the same trolley, or...
Why is no one helping this person off of the tracks?
I know, that's what I want to know.
When I was younger...
If it went based off of my answer, the trolley would actually be thrown off the tracks, and everyone not on the trolley would live.
When I was younger,
we're going to pretend like the trolley only has a conductor on board, a very murderous conductor who has reckless regard
that guy
for everybody on the train.
Yeah, so I kill a murderer and save 6 people. I'm the hero.
When I was much younger, I came home from school one day and my dad was telling me, you know, my stepmom saw somebody on the news get killed by a train, and she said it sucks too because the train tried to swerve out of the way at the last second but couldn't. To which I responded, how did you come upon that? I mean...
Yeah, trains can't swerve.
She was like 45 years old and thought all her life that trains had steering wheels.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I was like, they run on a track. And she's like, yeah, but what about when the track splits? So, I guess...
She's adorable.
I hate her. I hated her so much. More Kat questions. Yay! Yeah. Kat, you mentioned last week that you do art.
I do.
Alright, cool. Next question. What else do you do?
So... I have always been, going back to art, you know, I went to school for 7 years for a 4-year degree in graphic design. I have always been into, you know, making jewelry and As a kid, I wrote books. And I mean, I make jewelry. I do like, I mean, pretty much any crafting thing that you can find, like Michaels or Hobby Lobby, I've done it. Like leather working, polymer clay, painting.
Any crafting thing she can find in my house.
No, Michael's the craft store, not Michael Top.
have you ever made a burrito so hot that you yourself could not eat it? Is that an arts and crafts?
I mean, I had a burrito for lunch, for dinner today, but...
Nice. See?
Yeah.
I'm not as stupid as I am.
But did you make it?
I told them what to put in it.
Okay.
So it was an art commission. Got it.
Yeah, it was a commission. Yeah. I had this guy named Mo
make.
No, we don't do Chipotle.
We don't take kindly to Chipotle around these parts.
Would you consider an assassin as somebody who works on commission?
They absolutely work on commission.
Can they do it for the exposure?
That's the exact opposite of what they want.
I want to find like an assassin, be like, all right, I need you to take a hit on this guy, and then I slowly slide a picture across the table and pick up the picture, and they're like, this is you, and I'd be like, yes, I mean, make sure he doesn't see it coming.
Goku did it.
What's a Goku?
Go ahead.
But yeah, so other than arts and crafts.
All right, yeah, let's just go back to talking about her fucking narcissist.
Yeah, of course. I know, right?
I heard that the French people reestablished the guillotine in a large public square as a threat towards their leaders, so they're going to like fucking behead them again, like the French Revolution, and history is repeating itself. Did you guys hear about that?
Good.
Good. Here's what I have to say about that, right? All these rich, like weird French leaders, you know, they're doing awful jobs right now. I think they should just eat cake. Do you guys get my
joke?
Is it
too late to quit the podcast?
That's a Marie Antoinette reference.
Yeah,
I found out I'm related to Marie Antoinette.
Well, then you should have gotten that, Mike.
I did get it. I just didn't enjoy it.
He doesn't like jokes about beheading his ancestors.
You're right.
I, quite frankly...
I would rather hear jokes about beheading me.
No.
Damn.
Suicide race, go!
I'm actually holding a knife, so don't say that.
Shit.
This is a dark episode. This is a dark episode. Have you guys... Sorry.
Go ahead. Brian? Am I the last person on Earth?
Yeah. If you were the last person on... Kat, if you were the last person on Earth, what would you do? And then we'll all answer that question, because I didn't actually prepare enough questions.
Last person on Earth?
You're the last person on Earth. What would you do?
Get fat.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a valid answer. Can I change the question slightly?
Yes.
You are not the last zombie on Earth.
I would fuck another zombie and create a massive race of zombie people.
I don't. But you're not a zombie. You're a person in a world full of zombies. They'll just eat you.
I would have them turn me into a zombie because life as a human being would be miserable.
Gotta join. I'd make a giant.
See,
when in Rome.
You gotta be a follower.
Yeah, you gotta join the winning side. And honestly, this is why I can't watch, like, The Walking Dead. Because it's very unrealistic to me that these people would all want to survive, you know? I feel like at least one of them.
It's very unrealistic that human beings have a survival instinct and don't want to die, because, you know, all of us were the exact opposite.
My old roommate tried to get me to watch The Walking Dead, and I couldn't get past the first episode because I kept questioning the hospital scene. The guy wakes up at the hospital, and everybody's gone, and he just gets up out of the bed, and he doesn't know how long he's been there. Apparently he was in a coma, and he finds a door that says, like, "Don't dead, open inside." You guys all know what I'm talking about, yeah. Right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, he was in a coma for how long?
About a week.
About a week? 3 months? Okay.
I don't know.
Let's go on
it was about a week.
Let's go on the conservative side and say about a week. Okay, so he should not be able to immediately stand up, number one. If we've learned anything from Kill Bill. Right. There should have... Like, the doctors abandoned this comatose patient.
Well, the doctors got eaten, Brian.
Wait a second. Don't comatose patients have to be, like,
yeah,
fed
exactly,
to air?
Exactly.
And food?
Yes.
Yeah, he needs electricity to survive and all that.
Yeah, there was no catheter. There was no, like...
Yes, there was. He ripped all that stuff out. It's in the scene.
You can't rip a fucking catheter out that easily.
And it wasn't easily.
The way catheters are inserted inside your bladder, they have a small, like, actually inflated balloon to keep them in place. The only way to remove it would be to use a syringe to take the air out through, like, the little side tube. Which it did not show that happening.
Brian's done his homework on this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And like, he just gets up and starts walking around. Like, he took out, I think there was a tube in his arm, I guess. Sure.
And his nose.
And, okay. He just gets up and he starts walking away. But I guess he was in... That one scene just... fucking fucks me over, because I can't get into the entire rest of the show, because I'm still thinking, like, what happened? If he was there for a week and there was no catheter inserted, like, the bed should have been covered in piss.
You know, that's actually crazy. You're completely right. It's almost
Dead,
like he should have just gotten gifted magical powers to turn him into a bug man.
The Walking Dead is a very unrealistic show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely unrealistic zombies. People living through comas and then getting up like it's no problem.
And like my roommate at the time who was making me watch this, we're at the end of the episode and I'm still going on and on about it. And he's like, "I don't think you should watch episode 2. I'm like, "Well, does episode 2 have somebody in a coma?"
No.
All right, then. I'm still going to talk about the coma guy. Yeah, so I never got into Walking Dead. I'm sorry.
Is it too late to leave the podcast?
Mike, if you were the last person on Earth, what would you do?
If I was the last person on Earth?
During a zombie apocalypse.
During a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably die.
Cool. What a high energy podcast we've had this week.
But no, that's like the honest answer. But I've actually, like, I've thought out zombie apocalypse scenarios because why not?
They had a show on Fox called Last Man on Earth, but by the
That show.
By the end of the first episode, it was a lie.
Shut up, I like that show.
I need to watch, I need to catch up on that show, because I quit watching it a while back. But it's really
I watched the first 3 seasons of that show, and I was like, they at least need to change their name, but it's a good show.
Noah.
Yeah?
You are the last man on Earth. zombie, go.
Zombie.
It's in your head. In your head. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, yeah, I sung it terribly. It's not recognizable. So, last person on Earth, zombie apocalypse. I've read Max Brooks's book, as unlikely as it seems, because zombies don't produce adenosine triphosphate, a vital catalyst for muscle contraction. I've read Zombie Survival Guide. I played zombie games ever since I was a kid. I think I'd do okay. What I'd try to do is I would try to build an underground farm out in the middle of the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe near the coastline, somewhere in the wilderness, maybe off the California Lost Coast. I don't know.
I would do it in the north because the
zombies. No, you already answered. You said you would die.
Well, no, I gave one of my answers, the more likely of the two, but I have also, like I said, I have zombie apocalypse, like.
You were about to say you have zombie apocalypse training.
No, I have a zombie apocalypse plan.
My first order of action is to go to the local library and to learn how to build solar panels and batteries to store energy.
That's a good and idea. Then my
second, know how to do that.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
So just come find me and we can be the last men on Earth together.
It's not the yeah. fucking question.
Okay, and I would learn how to do that, and then I would raid my local pet store to get sun lamps that lizards bake under, and I'd start building underground farms so that way raiders couldn't find my crops. And
but you're the last man on Earth. There are no raiders.
Oh, shit.
Zombie raiders.
Are we talking about like Resident Evil slow zombies? Or are we talking about super quick 28 days later zombies?
We're talking 28 days later zombies. These guys are just fucking enraged from monkey virus.
They're gonna fuck get
you. Ugh. I'm gonna die. That's gonna be it. I can't deal with fast zombies. I can deal with slow shuffling zombies. I can't deal with fast, crazed monkey orangutan zombies.
We here at the Tidepool Orchestra are all extremely out of shape.
Wow, speak for yourself, man. I can walk up the stairs and only like get a little bit asthmatic.
I can run a mile on the treadmill and get a heart attack. What's up?
I didn't say morbidly out of shape. I said extremely out of shape.
I said round is a shape.
Yeah. I'm just as in shape as Pac-Man, and quite frankly, that's my plan, is I'm going to do the Pac-Man plan, and I'm going to try to eat the zombies before they eat me.
That's a good plan.
That's, I was going to reference The Walking Dead again, but you hadn't seen it, so it would be
No, useless. I've seen the first episode of The Walking Dead. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
I think I've told Michael, but have, So I met Andrew Lincoln, the guy who plays the lead character from Walking Dead.
Rick Grimes.
Doesn't make any sense.
he was the guy in the coma, and now he's up walking around in bars. And you're right.
If I ever meet this man.
I met Andrew Lincoln and Norman Reedus in Atlanta. I was at a concert with some friends. I was at a concert with friends. And I think I saw Rick first, Andrew Lincoln. And then I turned to my friend and I'm like, that looks a lot like the guy from Walking Dead. And she's like, yeah, it does. And then we see Norman Reedus walk around the corner and we both start fangirling, and we go inside and get our tickets and everything. And they're just kind of standing around chilling. And I was trying to be very polite, and I was like, do you guys mind if I get a picture with you? And they're like, yeah, of course. Yeah, it's totally fine. And of course, that started a chain reaction, and I felt really bad. And, I got a picture with them, and I turned to Norman Reedus, and I was just like, you're my favorite. And he's like, don't let Andrew hear that. And I'm like, okay. But then there's a couple times where me and my friends would go out. They had like a designated smoking area. Off to the side. So throughout the concert, we would kind of go out there, and I see Norman, and I'm just like, So yeah. That's how I met them.
Norman Reedus is pretty dreamy.
Yeah.
He's also a really, really, really chill dude.
He seems like it.
I wish I was chill.
Me too. You're kind of high strung sometimes.
Do you think if you bite a zombie, they'll turn back into a people?
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, I'll be honest, that's entirely my bet. I'm betting all of my money on black here. I think if I'm the last man on Earth and there's just zombies everywhere, I'm going to bite the zombies and hope that they turn into peoples.
I mean, you're taking a gamble. Sorry, go ahead, Kat.
I was just saying that's one way to do it.
Yeah. You're kind of taking a gamble. I mean, it's a win-win either way. Either you do actually turn him back into a person, or he bites you, and then you're a zombie, and then you're fitting in.
I've never fit him in my life, so I think that would be good.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Yeah, if I'm the last person on Earth, that means I'm popular.
Actually, yeah, that's they will all be after you, yeah.
Yeah.
You're the most popular alive person, or person alive.
But I'm also the worst person alive.
But you're also the best person alive.
Yep. You're also the most attractive person alive.
That's not true. I am.
Wow, okay.
Okay. Kidding. All right, I'm asking my insecurities with narcissism.
All right. So I think that's going to be it for Side A. Pretty low energy this week. Sorry about that. We'll be right back.
End of Side A. Please continue on Side B.
Little bits.
Okay, little so bits.
I went to, it's not McDonald's, but I went to Sonic yesterday for lunch. And I was like, I just want, like, it's so much easier to just, but I want a cheeseburger. And it's so much easier to say, like, just get it to me plain than being like, I don't want lettuce, I don't want tomato, I don't want mayonnaise. It's just easier to say plain. So I'm like, I would just like a plain cheeseburger and some tater tots and a Coke. And they're like, okay. So she repeated it back to me, you know, plain cheeseburger, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, yes. So I get, you know, I get my food, I pay and everything. And I'm on my way to work, and I get to work, and I didn't actually get to eat until about an hour later. And tots were great. Tots are perfect. Coke was great. I opened my burger, and something doesn't feel right. It's too thick. Like, there's something not right. So I open it.
Thick burger.
And it's, yes. It was a meat, dead cheese rat. Bun.
Oh.
Which is what I wanted.
Oh, you know? Brian, that's...
So yeah, it was everything that I asked for, except there was just a pile of shredded lettuce. And I am of the opinion that shredded lettuce does not really go on anything, because it's water, it's watery, it's gross, it makes everything taste like lettuce.
Yeah.
It's room temperature ice is all it is. It's just a water container.
It's water leak.
It's crunchy water.
I wouldn't have lettuce too, but I'm just not.
I like romaine lettuce. Fight me.
Romaine is okay. Spinach is better.
I wouldn't have minded if it was like a sheet of lettuce, but it was like shredded lettuce. So I'm sitting there in front of my kindergarten and first graders, like scraping off with a spoon because we can't have forks. Scraping off with a spoon, like little minuscule pieces of shredded lettuce. And I'm like trying to cover up the taste of crunchy water with ketchup.
Why can't you have a fork? Like,
the kids will stab each other.
Wait. Are you telling me that Obama's not allowing forks inside of kindergarten classes now?
You say that in that accent, but that's actually a fucking Jesus. Why did I grow up here?
Yeah, I'm doing my best Alex Jones impression.
So we're allowed to have like. Like the older kids, like the preschoolers and the pre-K classes and like the kindergarten classes and stuff, we have forks sometimes. So it's just easier than having spoons and forks. But I just didn't grab a fork, I grabbed a spoon. But because the lettuce was on top of the cheese and it melted, I was like scraping all the cheese off and I was very sad.
Oh no.
Remember the time I went to Taco Bell and I got plain food and they gave it to me covered in stuff that could kill me?
Yeah, we did that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
When we were making fun of Brian because he got his wisdom teeth pulled.
Yep.
I should have never done that.
My little forte into ASMR.
Wait, what happened afterwards, Brian?
I died.
You died?
No.
He was the last man on Earth.
The day after I got the wisdom teeth pulled, I sneezed really hard all of a sudden, and I still have, like, you know how there's supposed to be, like, a blood clot, and it's supposed to, like, heal over that?
Mm-hmm.
It slipped halfway out, and it's still kind of halfway dangling, like, to this day.
You should pull on it.
I should not pull on it.
Hold on, guys. I gotta ask my wife something. Hold on. I'll be right back.
He's gonna ask if you should pull it.
He's gonna ask if he can pull it.
Bop it. Twist it.
Hey, can I have permission, Kat, to put your story in as the intermission?
My Sonic story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this was the intermission.
Okay, cool, because I've been recording this whole time, and now I'm going to hit stop.
Cool.
Bye.
Welcome back. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Tide Pool Orchestra. Side B.
We're not recording yet.
Joke's on you, Mike. We just started. Hello and welcome back to Side B of Episode 16 of the Tide Pool Orchestra. We're going to talk about Tumblr.
Is it too late to quit the podcast?
No. And in fact, it's also not too late to be fired from the podcast. I am Brian and I hold all the power. Ha ha ha.
Technically, you're not wrong. It's your podcast.
Joke's on you. I am wrong because I'm too goddamn lazy and I don't know how to work any of this shit. I know how to hit a record button and that's about it.
Damn.
Oh, unfortunate. Well, I guess I'm never leaving then, bitch.
Cool.
I'm never gonna stop loving you, bitch.
So on December 17th, Tumblr is going to put a ban on all NSFW that's not safe for work, blogs, and posts.
Blog posts.
Do not approve. Do not approve.
Have you guys?
I know you don't approve.
Have you guys read the official statements?
No.
I don't think so.
Among the other explanation of what's happening, Tumblr stated that some of the things that are being banned are, quote, female presenting nipples, unquote, and things that are okay to post despite being of possible nude or sexual content includes it's okay to post, quote, male presenting nipples, end quote.
So, excuse me, because I'm always presenting nipples.
Why, though? Why are they making the difference there? Because Tumblr is...
Yeah, it's literally Tumblr.
It's characteristically... It's community, it's fan base is characteristically left, which would be all about free the nipple. So why are they banning female presenting nipples? I understand banning just like flat out porn. Like, I'm not for that, but I understand it. I don't understand banning female presenting nipples.
Male presenting a female nipple?
Male presenting a female nipple. Like what? On a platter? That's gross.
No, like holding it.
I was drunk when I read it at first and I thought it was male, like M-A-I-L. I was very concerned.
I got some nipples in the mail.
I got nipples. Some presents in the mail. It's nipples. They also said that it's okay to post female presenting nipples in the act of breastfeeding.
Of breastfeeding. What about like a work of art, like a statue, like Venus de Milo?
Venus de Milo, banned. Not okay. Michelangelo's David, not okay.
No dick.
Michelangelo's David from the waist up, A-okay. Because it has male presenting nipples.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad about it because that's where I go for like...
Say the word. Stuff. Say the word, you kindergartner teacher, you. Say the word.
No.
Online.
Don't.
Anyway, so a lot of people Yeah?
We're not going to talk over Kat over this episode.
Cool, hey. I've been on Tumblr for about 10 years, and I think it's only been, like, a website, you know, thing for about 15. But, that's just kind of where I go for, like, all kinds of things. I mean, I have different blogs for different purposes, and...
One of those blogs is for things.
Yeah, one of those.
Furry
one of those
art is banned.
No!
Furries stay outside.
All right, I guess I'll just have to stick to e621.net.
Wait.
Furries keep moving. This is a normies man neighborhood.
Furries go to the bathroom outside.
Well, yeah. We're animals. Fuck you.
Beer?
I just don't like it. I wish they'd... I mean, I think it's because
I just don't like furries. I wish they would stop.
She's no, a furry.
Just... Oh, no.
I am a furry. Hold on.
How does this keep happening?
Oh, no.
Well, you have one of them, and then it attracts another, and another, and... It...
I have an important question, Brian.
I'm not a furry.
Is it too late to quit the podcast?
I am also wondering if it's too late to quit the podcast. I think I'm going to quit because it's accidentally turned into a furry cast. I don't like that.
That's cool. I'll take the lead. I'll present full fursuit. I'll have to buy one first. But
you can only present nipples. We've discussed this.
Sorry.
What if my fursuit is female?
So anyway, we were going to talk about...
The only reason they're really doing it is because they're owned by Verizon. And they don't...
Really?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yahoo bought them and then sold them to Verizon.
Yahoo?
Yeah, Yahoo bought Tumblr like a year or two ago, and then Tumblr is bought by Verizon.
Yeah, Yahoo was like, no, get this shit away from us.
Yahoo stated when they first bought it, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that the fans stay happy. They sold it to Verizon.
Like, I think it's like 50% of content on Tumblr is inappropriate, like NSW. NSFW.
Yeah, where are they going to go now?
Well, there's always Pornhub, and there's...
I'm not opposed to Pornhub.
Newgrounds.
Personally, I prefer, like, I don't want to watch a whole, like, story, you know? I just want
to... Oh, you don't have to. They have art sections, they have blog sections, they have all of that.
Newgrounds?
I don't get on there, so...
No, Pornhub.
Yeah, Newgrounds.
I want to talk about
Newgrounds also. Newgrounds being relevant again for the first time in 17 years.
Newgrounds was the best. That's, you know, that's the first video-based site that I went on.
I still have it in my bookmarks. It's like in my little bookmark tab. Newgrounds is still one of those.
Oh. Newgrounds is so old, I wouldn't have been surprised if by bookmarks you meant like I have a little metal lunchbox that I keep my bookmarks inside of.
A lot of Newgrounds... Oh, sorry, go ahead. Mike?
Who, go ahead? No, I was just laughing.
Okay. A lot of Newgrounds has not aged well. It's just absolutely god-awful. But I do think that the Tankman series, has aged actually particularly well. I love Tankman.
Tankman aged well. I think Castle Crashers aged well. Alien Hominid for the GameCube, I don't think that aged very well.
You know what aged really well?
What?
My grandpa's Ego dick. Wait. Egoraptor did not age super well. He's Game Grumps, though.
Yeah, that's why he aged well. He evolved with the internet, and that's what it takes to survive on the internet.
Yeah.
You gotta fight.
Not even his final form.
It's not his final form yet. His final form is when they figure out what happened in June of 2014.
What happened in June of 2014? Oh! Oh, shit!
I signed a non-disclosure agreement.
I think John hit Susie. No, Susie hit John.
I pulled a date out of my ass. Is that actually when that happened?
No, I don't think it is. Hang on.
Because I think that was 2013.
Wait, what happened?
We're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
Why? We'll get all the views. We just turn into a Game Crumbs conspiracy fucking blog.
Yeah, sure, why not? Here's a fun fact about Newgrounds.
Oh, shit, you were 1 year off. It was June of 2013.
I said 2013.
I thought you said 2014.
The second time I said it happened in 2013. Newgrounds, Clay World was the very first Newgrounds full feature that released direct to DVD. Do you guys remember that? Clay World Off the Table?
I do remember Clay World. Holy shit. I didn't know it released on DVD.
Yeah. Anyway. God, Newgrounds had such weird things.
Newgrounds still has weird things. I'm on it right now, and I can already tell where the Tumblr people came from.
They're already invading?
Yeah.
Cool. Did you guys get all of your Christmas shopping done?
Christmas shopping. I'm moving, Brian. I can't Christmas shop for at least 2 months.
I don't know how to tell you this, but time is linear and Christmas happens less than 2 months from now.
I don't think that's the thing. I think Christmas happens. Christmas is a feeling, and Christmas whenever I feel it...
Heart. It's in your heart.
I hate Christmas.
Yeah, this is actually some really good art. I'm so glad that Tumblr is shutting itself down.
It's a good thing. It's a blessing in disguise.
It's like me when I'm like at the hospital and my grandmother is dying, and I'm like, yeah, but I mean, the Jell-O tastes so good here, so I'm kind of glad this happened.
Same.
Jesus.
So, my can we talk about hospital stuff right quick?
Okay.
My grandfather had his leg amputated last week.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
What happened?
Diabetes.
Is the leg okay?
No, they burned it.
They burned it?
Yeah.
It's a waste of leg.
It was nothing but dead tissue. You wouldn't want to eat it anyway.
You don't know my fucking life.
Oh, right. You're the one that wanted to bite zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he okay? Is he doing okay?
He's still recovering. They got him doped up pretty well. They're still letting the thing heal up, and then they're going to stitch it, let the stitches heal, and then they're going to give him a prosthetic. It's going to be about a 2-month-long process.
Oh, I was I was going to ask if he was going to be a wheelchair guy or a metal leg guy.
Well, he's probably going to be a wheelchair guy, but they're at least going to give him the leg.
Give him the option. That's nice.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Swing a leg around. Go up to your grandchildren and you're like, you know, I could do a cool thing. And he like takes his leg off and inside is hard candies.
He's already threatening to beat my take it off and beat my uncle with it if he behaves.
What's your uncle doing?
Oh, he's just an ass.
Oh.
The one that I've met?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool though.
See, yeah, they're okay.
Is he the one who cut the leg off?
Yes.
Sweet.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry I can't segue into this properly, but you know what we didn't talk about on our first side?
What?
Croatians not letting Bosnians through clever gerrymandering to the ocean.
Yeah, you know, the Bosnians, they want to swim, and Croatia is just like, no.
No.
They wanted all the oceanfront property.
They wanted all the oceanfront property. Yeah.
It's more valuable.
Yeah, but that means that you can get a house for cheaper in Bosnia than Croatia.
That is true.
Mike,
but you can't get an oceanfront property in Bosnia.
Uh-huh.
That's true. You have to, like,
you can buy property right there on the on the edge of the border. And then, like, you just be like, I have a passport, I'm going to the beach. And it's still only a 10-minute drive.
If you're on the border between Croatia and Bosnia and you buy a chair, can you keep most of it on one side of the, on like, in one nation because you're only going to use the edge?
Only with a visa.
Under 50%.
Under 50%?
Of the chair.
Chair.
Okay. Yeah, Anderson.
But you can keep the chair there, but then lean really far to one side of it.
Yep.
As long as you're not touching the ground.
You could swim from Bosnia to Croatia if you try really hard and dig like a trench. Mike, is your grandfather going to be a pirate?
I don't know. I'll ask him next time I see him.
Pirates are pretty cool because they get to be on boats.
He's been on a boat. He likes being on boats.
Do you know who else is on boats?
Pirates?
Yes. Besides pirates.
No, who?
Vikings.
Vikings?
Yay!
Kat likes Vikings.
I do.
Tell us all about them.
Well... I don't know where to start. It's a whole culture of people. I'll mention that I do Viking living history, and it's one of my like favorite hobbies. You know, I've been in a this group, Funkaloki, for about 4 years now, And we kind of do, it's not necessarily reenacting, because reenacting in some ways we reenact like a battle every time, but we just kind of show the public how, you know, how they lived, how they ate, what they did in their spare time. And a lot of people think that the Vikings, you know, they were just these like mindless brutes who just went and raided all the time, but really they were just farmers in their, you know, day-to-day life. And once the cold season hit, that's when they started raiding and all that stuff. Because the term Viking itself, it's not, you know, it's not a race of people, it's an occupation. So it's kind of like saying all Americans are Marines. Like, it's just not true. But, I mean, I think that's all kinds of things about the Vikings. Anything y'all want to know in particular?
Okay. Viking ends in ing, which means that it's like a present tense verb. So I'm
wondering. It's a German.
Yeah. So I'm wondering what the past tense of Viking would be. That'd be viked.
I think so.
To vike.
No, that would be the present tense, like descriptive.
Well, the word comes from the Scandinavian word vikingar, which means pirate. So to go viking meant to go pirating, to go raiding.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Mike, is your grandfather going to become a Viking?
No, he doesn't have it.
So my question, do they have a custom where they kidnap people and put a bag over their head, and then they wake up in the back of a wagon?
Go on.
And they're on their way to their execution. Sorry.
Did they wake up and then the other guy in the wagon is like, ah, you're finally awake. Todd Howard, you've done it again.
You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, remember when I started playing Skyrim on my Alexa?
Alexa. Yes. That was like a week ago.
Well, yeah, but shut up.
Shut up. Okay.
We had so much more energy last week. What happened, you guys?
I don't know. I'm very tired. I'm moving. I
stopped drinking.
Had a solid day of winding down. Also, yeah, I'm not drinking either.
Yeah, we've all gone sober. Welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous Cast with your host Sad
and your other host Boring
and your other host Noah.
Dead.
Noah, what's your favorite alcoholic story?
Alcoholic story?
Did the Vikings drink?
Yeah, they had a honey wine called mead.
Yeah.
It was usually made with, pretty much it was literally just honey, and it just kind of like honey and water basically, and it just fermented. And sometimes they put berries in it to flavor it. And
mead is really good.
It's really good. I mean, my friends make it all the time. Bring it to events, and we get wasted.
Yes, this is true. I've seen it happen. It's kind of hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I once had a friend that was obsessed with CrossFit, and he'd try to make his own mead, and it just tasted awful, and he'd drink it from a hollowed-out horn, and it was awful. Just the way he presented it, I'm like, oh, no, this is gross. Why would you do this?
Wow, that's great.
I will say mead can be an acquired taste. The first time I ever had it, it wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends on like who brewed it, you can buy it, you know, you can buy Viking's blood, they have a whole Viking's blood.
Wait, I can drink blood?
Yes.
No, it's a line. The brand.
Actually, I think the brand is something else. The flavor is Viking's blood, but the whatever brand it is has like a whole like line of different flavors. And you know, you can monk's mead exists. That's another brand.
You guys know I'm a cannibal. You can't just say, yeah, there's Viking's blood that you can buy and expect me not to think, oh, cool, I can drink the blood of a Viking.
Yeah.
Brian, you're neat.
You're neat.
You're a cannibal.
Don't worry about it. It's only illegal in Idaho.
Technically, that's true. Cannibalism is only illegal in Idaho.
Idaho is the only state in the United States where cannibalism is illegal. And if you are caught doing it in Idaho, you could be arrested and jailed for up to 14 years.
So for the other states, it's just what you have to do in order to get the human meat that's illegal. It's not actually eating the human meat that's illegal.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
This was given to me.
It was a gift. You can't tax it, IRS man.
You have to be very careful how you do it, too, because otherwise it could very easily be constituted as, quote, desecration of human remains, end quote.
Yeah, you have to only, like, slather it. You have to slather it in sweet baby rays. None of that bullseye bullshit.
Exactly.
You have to have the permission of the person. You can't trick anyone else into eating it. There's a
Baby back ribs can be no older than 18 months.
Then they're toddler back ribs, and that's just unappetizing.
Those are illegal in many more states. Sorry, go ahead, Brian.
There's a lovely article you can find online where this guy had his leg amputated, and I think Mike was actually referencing this earlier. He had his leg
made tacos out of it.
Yeah, they made tacos out of it. Leg tacos. I heard they give you the runs.
Yeah.
That was a
Do you want some more Viking facts?
More Viking facts. Were the Vikings ever cannibals?
I don't know.
A Viking thing you don't know?
I mean, I know. I don't know everything. I'm not a huge wealth of knowledge. I know the basics. I don't think they ate people, but I wouldn't put it past them. But
oh, wow.
A lot of people think that they were like barbarians and everything, but really they weren't like unhygienic. You know, they bathed, I think it's like once a week, which is much more than their European counterparts, which bathed once every like 2 or 3 months. They combed their hair, they took care of their fingernails, they tweezed,
they put in
and
very nice braids and man buns.
And they cleaned their ears all the time. Like a lot of tools that people have found are what are called ear spoons, and they were basically just like metal Q-tips, and you know, they cleaned themselves, and yeah, they were super stylish. They loved their bright colors. They played games. They made little toys for their kids, like little play swords and all that stuff. And they're pretty cool people.
Weren't they the first Europeans to land in the Americas?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the one who is like most often?
Eric the Red.
Huh?
Are you talking about Leif Erikson?
Isn't Leif Erikson from the 70s?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Pretty sure it was Leif Erikson.
The only thing I know about Leif Erikson is that one episode of SpongeBob that had him in it.
Yep.
Mike's typing.
But another fun fact while Mike's typing is a lot of people think that every single Viking had a sword, but the cost to make a sword, because if you think about it, like back then metal was super rare, like to find like, you know, ore and iron and all that jazz. So a lot of the tools that they had were things like axes and spears, because one, they took a lot less metal to make, and two, they were items that they could use on a farm. So when they went raiding and stuff, you know, they just brought their axes and spears and little knives and stuff like that. But with the sword, it takes so much metal to make that a lot of times they would just pass the sword down from father to son. or when a father passed away, he would, you know, he would inherit the sword. But a lot of times, the sword would be buried with the father if he when he passes away. But if a sword was needed for, like, you had to have a sword for a wedding, you had to, like, I forget why, but you usually had to have a sword for a wedding. Or if you had to go off to war, you had to go dig up your dad or your grandfather, whoever, take their sword. They were so expensive to make. And
who's slurping?
I got that would have been Brian.
I got hungry, okay.
But the cost of a sword back then is equivalent to owning like a Ferrari or a Porsche today. So and they would often like reuse metal, like for the shields they had they were primarily wooden, and the middle part called the boss, that little domed part that comes out, say your shield was like damaged during battle, they would scrap all the wood and just reuse the boss, because it was just cheaper. So
Leif Erikson was a Norse explorer from Iceland. He was the first known European to have set foot in continental North America.
Yes. I looked at that. It turns out he was the son of Eric the Red, who was the first Viking to go to Greenland and set up a settlement there. So I mixed it up. Leif Erikson was the first one. And to further mix things up, the actor from the 70s that I was thinking of was a child actor from the 70s named Leif Erikson. So I completely...
Did you say Lou Gehrig?
No, not Lou Gehrig. Leif Garrett. He's a child actor from the 70s. I don't really know what he was in, but I just know that my parents knew him many years ago.
Like in over person? A decade ago.
No, not knew him in person. They just knew of him. He was on like some sort of
Who Wants
to Be a Millionaire Celebrity Edition or some shit like that.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Cool.
But yeah, the Erics were they were pretty monumental explorers. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Go Vikings.
Until they took it away from me.
Yeah, go Vikings. Vikings are cool.
Yeah.
Well, no, I meant the Minnesota Vikings. They're gunning this year.
Are they?
Is your grandfather going to become a Minnesota Viking?
Well, considering he hates the cold and he will never leave Georgia, probably not.
So what else do we have to talk about?
I think that might be it.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that very historical and educational episode.
It's lower energy, but it's very educational. It's
mellow. It's not low energy, it's mellow.
It's good for the kids.
We learned a lot about ourselves. We learned about each other. We learned about Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the kids.
Yep.
What's good for the kids?
Before you pick them up, put them in that tree.
Yep.
And just walk away.
With one leg.
Oh. Are you saying that your grandpa did that?
I'm not saying he's put me in a tree before, but I'm also not saying that.
My grandfather fought in World War II, and while overseas in Germany, actually did get into a life and death situation where he had to eat someone.
Wow.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah?
Aren't you related to the Donner Party?
I am also related on my mom's side to the Donner Party. But that guy that I'm related to in the Donner Party did not actually engage in cannibalism.
Good for him.
Yeah. He was like a doctor on board, and so he wasn't actually one of the Donners. The Donners decided that they were going to kill and eat the native guides that they had, and my relative woke up the native guides and told them that they had to leave as soon as possible or they would be eaten. The Donners' the Donners wanted to eat the Native American guides. Because, and this is a quote from my relative's journal, the Native Americans, or the Indians, are not human, so it's okay to eat them. And my relative disagreed with this, which makes him a dirty SJW.
I think that was a good SJW.
Yeah.
Like,
he saved their lives.
I think if he saw who you are now, he'd be very disappointed.
Cool. Yeah, he saved their lives. The Donners were very upset with him. But he was...
Now we're just going to eat you.
No, he survived the Donner Party.
Good.
In fact, the only people in the Donner Party who actually engaged in the act of cannibalism were all children. All of the adults knew that it was morally reprehensible, but also knew that the children had to be nourished by something in order to survive. The kids...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've done a lot of research.
This is Brian we're talking about. Yeah, if anyone in this group knows anything about cannibalism, it's our Bri guy.
The children started having a dark sense of humor about it, too. In a lot of the different journals, the people were afraid of the children because the children would start making jokes like, tomorrow night, I'm going to eat you. When they did get the rescues and get help out of the snow-covered wagons, they sent the kids first. Because A, it was easier to get the kids out of the wagon, and B, it meant that the people didn't have to have so much fear. Mm-hmm. So.
That's actually terrifying. Kids suck, man.
They
that's
really
why
do.
I think you should take a kid, pick them up, put them in a tree.
It's really for self-preservation, just so you won't get eaten.
Yeah.
Let them commune with nature.
With and, small children, it's really an eat or be eaten situation.
And on that note, we will see you guys next time.
This has been another episode of the Tidepool Orchestra. Please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss the next episode, where you can also look forward to some fun bonus content. If you can't get enough of us, you can also follow us on Twitter at TidepoolO and like our Facebook page to keep up to date. For any questions, ideas, or business inquiries, feel free to email us at TidepoolOrchestra@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the calming sounds of the Tidepool Orchestra.